The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hi, hello. Welcome to Happy Hour. Who's here for the first time at Happy Hour? Show of hands, please. Wonderful. Yay. Lots of new people. Welcome. So, during Happy Hour, each week we explored a different practice having to do with loving kindness, compassion, gratitude, different practices. And the bulk of the time we spent together is a 30-minute guided meditation. And no experience, no previous experience necessary. Whatever you need will be shared with you during the guided meditation. And also something to say ahead of time is whatever the invitations are in the guided meditation, your experience might be a little different. So acknowledge that, respect that, don't feel like you're doing it wrong. Each person will have a slightly different experience. You will not be cookie cutter. So honor and respect that, and as long as you hold that with kindness, whatever it is, you're doing this practice right. This is Happy Hour, cultivating kindness, friendliness towards our experience. So that's important to say, especially with so many new people tonight. Does that make sense? So whatever arises, even if it's quite different from what the invitation or the guidance is, just as long as you're kind with that experience and kind with yourself, yay, you get an A. So for the practice for tonight, what I'd like to explore, so I'll say a little bit about it and then I'll jump into the guided meditation. So what I'd like to explore, just to give you a little heads up or preamble, is exploring the sense of joy and ease and happiness that arises from feeling at home in our own hearts, in our own bodies, putting all the concerns, all the worries, all the thinking, everything down for just a moment. Not to say there's anything wrong with being in the world, with doing, being, caring, all of that. No problem whatsoever. It's all part of being human, getting texts, all of that. It's just part of being human. It's wonderful. Great demonstration right there. I love it. Thank you for setting that up, timing that. It's all part of being human, and it's wonderful. It's great, the richness, the fullness of our lives, sometimes overfull, but just the richness, to appreciate that, and to also appreciate finding refuge, putting all of that down, not out of hatred, not out of, oh, this is too much, but just out of bowing to it, like, okay, balance. Thank you. I'm going to put all of you down, and I'm just going to take refuge in this body, in this breath, in this moment, in the simplicity. And I'll come back to all of you, this richness, this fullness, when I've had a bit of a refuge, a little bit of a rest, a little bit of a respite. So that's the theme I would like to invite you to explore in the guided meditation today. And we'll get into it little by little first. As you'll notice, I'll guide you into a short body scan to really arrive and settle in the body. And then there would be other invitations as we go along in terms of friendliness with simplicity of experience and a feeling of creating or recognizing of being at home in our own hearts and in our own bodies. So that's the plan for today. So, and there will be time for maybe guided interaction at the end and QA, we'll see. So this is the perfect time, especially if you're new, to see if your body needs more cushions and props, if you want to change your seat, if you've decided this is not the most comfortable seat, if I want to sit somewhere else, or if you need cushions, especially if you're sitting on the chairs can be a little high, getting cushions for your feet so that your feet are not kind of tiptoe or dangling. It's really important for your feet to be flat on the floor if you're sitting on a chair. So feel free to get up, go get more props, check to see. This is where the kindness starts, checking to see what our body needs. And if you're being shy, like, do I really need an extra cushion? Yes, you need an extra cushion. Go. Go and get something. And if you've done that, and then just maybe moving in your body, just noticing what your body needs right now. If it needs a little bit of movement as it's been sitting on the chair, just noticing whatever is kind to you, whatever is, if your neck, shoulders, hands, just need a little bit of stretching, a little bit of waking up with as much kindness, just really turning inward right now. This is the time to turn inward into your body. It's right now, it's time to turn inward into your body. And I invite you to close your eyes. If it's comfortable for you, or if not, letting there be a soft gaze with eyes open in front of you. Eyes falling down very gently. If they're open, receiving, not staring at, but kind of receiving light. And if they're closed, letting the eyes be relaxed. Allowing your body to have a sense of integrity, as if you're sitting like a mountain tall. Imagining there is an invisible thread connected to the top of your head, and effortlessly pulling up, pulling you up, vertebrae by vertebrae. So sitting upright is so effortless, absolutely effortless. And your muscles, the rest of your body can relax, soft. Dropping, settling all the muscles. Let's start with your fingers, feeling the sensations. With your fingers, your thumb touching each other or touching your lap, the sensations, the contact point. Softening, relaxing the fingers. Noticing your entire hand, the palm and the fingers. The contact points, the pressure. Softness. The smoothness of the contact points, or the roughness. Noticing the back of your hands, perhaps the contact points there, or the coolness of the air. The contrast between one side and the other side of the hand. Allowing the hands, the fingers to be felt. From the inside. not from the control tower of the head, but as if your mind was inside your hands. Feeling, sensing this organ alive with sensation, beaming, throbbing with sensation. Interesting. Letting your hands be relaxed. Letting go of any tension. There might be. Relaxing, softening your wrist, and thereby letting the hands relax some more. Letting attention move up gently, touching the lower arm, gracing the lower arm with attention, awareness. Maybe even gratitude for this part of the body existing. Inviting it to relax and soften, to drop its weight patiently, patiently. Taking our time with the dear elbows, they don't get so much attention. Greeting them with our attention. Turning inward. Inviting the elbows and therefore the lower arms and hands to soften and relax some more. Touching the upper arm with our awareness. And the shoulders, the shoulder joint, where the arms attach to the body. Relaxing, opening up. Letting the entire arms and hands relax, soften, letting go of any tension. These workhorses, they do so much, our hands. They feed us, they work. Perhaps type at the computer, move, open doors. Groom us so much, our hands and arms. Letting them rest, inviting them to rest and completely relax from all the doing that they do in the world, in our daily life. And invite them to rest, deeply, deeply rest. Deeply give up, offer up the heaviness of caring for us. And just rest, deeply rest. and find ease, happiness, delight in this deep rest. Staying with the hands breathing, staying with the arms. The entire length of the arms and hands. If you notice any tension creeping in with the out-breath, relaxing some more the hands and the arms. That's it right now. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, but just to give attention, care, affection. To the arms and hands, the sense of gratitude, bowing in your heart. These resting arms and hands. Thank you so much for all that you do all day, every day. Now you can rest and just be felt, just be experienced. Now moving to the feet. If you're sitting on the chair, noticing the bottom of your feet touching the floor. If you're sitting on a cushion, the sides and the tops, any areas of the feet. That touch each other or touch the floor. Feeling the sensations. Points of contact, the hardness or the softness. Perhaps a sense of weight. Heaviness or lightness. Feeling the contact points, the groundedness. Touching the earth element. Softening and relaxing the feet, the toes, letting go of any tension. As if opening up. Noticing your ankles, relaxing the ankles. Thereby relaxing, softening the feet some more. Letting sensations be felt from the inside, again, not from the tower of the head, control tower, but from the inside. What are the sensations? From inside, as if your mind was inside your feet. Feeling the vibrations throbbing, contact points, the coolness of the air, the warmth. So much to feel, so much to sense. As if the sense organ is becoming alive, alive with sensations. Magnificent. Wow. So much sensation. Ah, opening up, opening up. As you open up, allowing, inviting the feet to relax even more deeply. To just sensing, being, not doing. Moving up, the attention. To the lower legs, to the knees. Relaxing the knees and thereby the lower legs and the feet. Noticing if any contact points, if you're sitting on the cushion. Relaxing, taking time to invite. Letting go of any tension in this area. And moving up to your upper legs. Into your sit bones. Where your legs connect to your trunk, the hip sockets. Your hip joint. Relaxing. Relaxing your legs. Softening from the inside. Honoring, inviting these hard-working legs that walk, run, move so much throughout the day. Thanking them for their service. Letting them just be. Being honored by just being sensed from the inside. Not doing, just being in this moment. Moving up. From the sit bones, relaxing, softening, letting go of any tension in your sitting area, in your groin area, opening up, moving up from the front through your belly area, expanding with an in-breath, relaxing. Noticing if there's any tightness. Allowing your breath to move into your lower back. Expanding. Finding more spaces to move through, move into. Relaxing, softening your chest. Letting the breath move in and out, the in-breath, and with the out-breath, relaxing. Letting go. Letting the breath move through your upper back. Between your ribs and between your ribcage. The spaces. between your shoulder blades. Each in-breath expanding, each out-breath relaxing. Feeling your trunk bellowing with each in-breath and out-breath relaxing, softening, letting go of any tension. Your belly, sit bones, lower back, upper back, chest. Feeling expansive, spacious. Resting, this body resting. Being acknowledged with your awareness for a change. The attention not outward into doing things in the world, but just inward right now, appreciating this home, this body, this place of refuge in the body. Moving up through your neck. Neck that works so hard, holding up this billiard. Not billiard. You holding up this big ball. That is your head. This big heavy ball. That is your head. This bowling ball. That is your head. Appreciating the neck, breathing in and out throughout the neck, expanding. And moving to your head and face. Feeling as if the head is weightless. Relaxing the muscles from the inside. Relaxing your jaw. It holds so much tension. Relaxing your ears, the inner ears, the muscles inside the face. Relaxing your forehead. Maybe you notice your jaw, your mouth falls open when it's relaxed. Letting it do that. Letting your whole face, your cheek relax. Soft, drooping. Letting gravity pull down. Relaxing your chin. Maybe letting your mouth fall open. See what that feels like. Your face, your forehead. Especially your eyes. Resting in their socket. Deeply resting this face, this mouth, this jaw, the head, working so hard throughout the day to interact socially, having the correct gestures. Now it can just relax, letting gravity pull down. No mask to wear right now. Deeply, deeply letting go and resting. Noticing your entire body. If any tension has crept anywhere in the body, relaxing, softening. Some more letting go. Noticing the breath moving in and out on its own. It's not so much that you are breathing, the breath is breathing itself. It's the natural process, just simply noticing that it's happening. With each in-breath, noticing more freedom, more ease, more light, more spaciousness being breathed into the body. More space is available in the body, in your mind. Then you knew were available. Each in-breath filling your cup, filling your heart, your body. With more light and energy. And space. And with each out-breath, noticing body relaxing some more, softening even some more. In-breath, more energy, aliveness, spaciousness. Out-breath, relaxing, letting go of tension, settling in more deeply. And you decide which one you need more of, thereby putting the emphasis more on the in-breath or the out-breath. Just breathe together like this before moving on for a few minutes. If you notice thoughts, plans, memories from the day, from past or future come up, nothing wrong with them. Nothing wrong with engagement with the world. And for this practice right now, for this moment, it's wise to just bow to them and say, not now. Thank you. I'll come back to you. I trust you'll still be here waiting for me. Putting them aside with respect. And coming back to this body breathing. Each breath noticing more space, more settling. noticing how delicious it is. To just sit and let the body breathe. Being aware of sitting and breathing. Noticing how spacious, how much more space there might be inside. Spaces in the body and the mind. The space, the spaciousness. The spaciousness serving as a home, as your heart's home, as a refuge. Noticing this spaciousness with the breath moving in and out. Gently. There is ease. There is comfort. Of resting in your own heart's home with simplicity, the happiness of simplicity, the joy of simply being, sitting and breathing in this moment. Spacious, infinite. In this spaciousness, noticing perhaps a deep spring of well-being bubbling inside you. And for the last minutes of this period, practice period, I would like to invite you to hold yourself with kindness. Appreciating yourself for having tried, for having worked with these invitations as best as you've been able to. Without attachment to the outcome, whatever arose or did not arise, it's not within our control. We just put the conditions in place. So thanking yourself for putting the conditions in place, for bringing yourself here today to happy hour, for doing your best to practice, appreciating yourself, holding yourself with kindness, maybe even putting a hand if you want to experiment, your palm, middle of your heart center, your chest, thanking yourself. Appreciating your highest intentions for happiness, for peace, for goodness. Thanking yourself really deeply as a good friend would see your goodness. Thank you, me. You've done your best. And are holding with kindness whatever came up or didn't come up. Maybe you were sleepy the whole time or distracted with thoughts. No problem. You've done your best. Thank you. Letting that sense of appreciation wash over and through your body. Ah, making you feel at home, appreciated, welcome, in your own mind and heart. Being your own good friend. Appreciating yourself in this moment. It can be a happy hour when we turn inside. Just give attention to our bodies, our own hearts, our own minds, and appreciating ourselves, finding space, just resting, appreciating non-doing, appreciating the breath moving in and out of the body, relaxing the body, receiving sensations. It can be a source of ease, joy, and happiness, giving us a resource to support us in the world and also to support others for more spacious, calm, happy. So we have some time for few reflections, for questions, for comments, for complaints, for anything you might have. And the floor is yours. If you like, you can share what this experience was like for you, if something surprised you, if something delighted you. Yes, hand back there.
I almost want to say good morning, and I realize it's evening.
Yeah.
I just wanted to comment and share. I'm from the East Coast, yeah. And I was up at East Coast time, 3 a.m., and I'm here after a long day of the plane and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't slept, and I just wanted to comment about the beauty and the ease of meditation. I wasn't falling asleep. It really is not sleep. Felt very calm. I feel a bit energized. Mm. And I really wasn't sure which way this was going to go. I really needed to be here tonight. I really wanted to get here.
Oh.
I'll be traveling, so I won't really be back. So I wanted to come, and I thought, oh gosh, am I just going to sleep through this? And I didn't. So I just think it's fascinating how the body listens to the meditation,
yeah,
and meditates regardless of what the story is, that you're tired or whether,
yeah,
the body's saying I'm fatigued, and you're like,
yeah,
I'm meditating, excuse me, I'm meditating.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
It's delightful. Thank you. That was beautiful.
Lovely.
Thank you.
I am so delighted to welcome you from the East Coast.
Thank you. It's my second time here, but 10 years ago, I think.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Are you an Audio Dharma pilgrim?
I feel like, yes. I listen to Gail almost every day.
Oh, that's great.
And
sweet.
Andrea and Max. And I hear all of you guys. You're like in my car. You're in my home. You're on the beach on the East Coast with
all
me.
Right.
You're walking my dog with me. So I feel like I'm here. And now I am here. It's a little weird.
It's lovely. It's just lovely to have you here.
Oh, thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here, also making the effort, given the long day that you've had and jet lag, to come to IMC in person.
I would not miss it. I don't know. Like, to me, that's not a hard choice at all.
That's so sweet. That makes me teary.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'm just delighted. It's yay.
Yay! That's how I felt when I got here. Yay!
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
Thank you.
And also, something about what you shared is, I appreciate, you know, the level of excitement, enthusiasm that you have for being here. And there is some energetic, you know, there's something energetic that trumps the fatigue. Like, wow, I'm here. Yeah. I'm going to practice. I'm going to meditate. This is great. So I'm loving hearing the interplay of, you know, one energy body being really tired and the other energy body full of enthusiasm and...
Mm. What's interesting about that is that I don't feel like I'm fighting the fatigue. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I think they're two separate things.
Right.
And I'm just playing over on this field because this is really fun over here.
It's magnificent. I think what I'm, you know, we don't know. We don't understand our bodies. We think we do. We really don't. We know so little about our bodies and about the universe as human beings. So the little that we know is this mystery, like, wow, here you are, jet lagged, tired, and... Yay, you're bright and refreshed and whatever it is, mystery. Beauty. Lovely. Thank you. Now you're going to listen to yourself on Audio Dharma when you go home.
That would be really strange. I am not going to do that.
Sweet. Thank you. Any other comments, reflections, questions about the practice? What was it like for you? What did you discover? And also talk about challenges. What was challenging for you? If you found, yes, is that a hand? Yes. Yeah, please. Say whatever you wish and the ways you worked with it, please. Bring it on. Yeah.
I have a lot of pain in my foot, and so I just found it so challenging to sit with. Mm. And that was my biggest challenge. But there were these moments where it was gone. Like, I was somewhere else. I wasn't sleeping. But I was somewhere else, and I was totally dropped in.
Yeah.
But then the pain would, like, kind of really bother me again, right? Yeah. And so we'd go back to that. But then again, there would be these moments that weren't challenging at all.
Lovely.
That were really quite lovely.
Yeah.
So
beautiful.
Thank
you. Know what I hear is actually what inspires me is, given that there was pain, that there was still ability for the mind to drop in to these beautiful, spacious, dropped-in places. Lovely. Yay. Nice to hear.
Thank you.
Here's an invitation. If this happens next time for you, if you find yourself, what I would invite you then, as you are in these dropped-in spaces and you notice the pain and the pain bothers you, using your words, what I would invite you is to actually invite the pain to be included, not to be a distraction, not to say, oh, darn it, it's taking me away, but to actually welcome it and trust that this spaciousness is spacious enough to hold anything and everything and even include the pain.
Okay. I had to move my foot quite a bit, and I felt
That's fine. Okay. But you see what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Is not to see the conflict between the two, but
actually
seeing that one is so much more trustworthy
and
that can include the pain
and
see what then might happen to the pain. Not to make it go away, not having that agenda, but just like, mystery. Can this be, just curiosity. Can this be held in the spaciousness too? An experiment.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. What else? What worked? What was challenging? What was surprising? This side of the room is quiet. I'm going to put you on the spot. Yes, great.
I'm fairly new to meditation. This was the longest I'd ever actually done it, so
I did it a little longer than 30 minutes, I have to tell you guys today. It was just so sweet that, should I tell you how long you sat for?
Sure.
Let's see. We sat for 40 minutes.
Oh, wow. Well, I did find at some point I had this really big urge to move. I I'd have to take some deep breaths and that would go away for a little bit and then it would come back. And it was kind of a challenge to manage that, but I was, it's really a practice, and that's what I was.
Exactly. Just,
I know it'll get better, but it was challenging.
Yeah. Great. So. I say great because I appreciate the way you're sharing it. It's like, it was challenging, and I know that it's a practice, otherwise it wouldn't be called a practice. You know, and this is the longest, this was 40 minutes. This is the longest I've ever meditated. And I worked with it. I found a way to work with it using my breath. And that's where I hear the wisdom. And I want to invite you to actually see the inner wisdom in yourself. You know, you didn't get up and scream and run out of the room, right? You breathe really. Yeah, this is challenging. Like, I want to get up. Like, can I just push myself ever so gently, just with kindness, with my breath. Yeah, it's challenging, but I can still do this.
Right.
So, and it keeps stretching our edge. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Thank you. Delighted you're here. First timer at happy hour. Any other reflections or comments before we close? Do you feel calmer? Yes? Who feels calmer? A show of hands compared to when you came in today. Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. It's pretty much unanimous. Me too. Great. Well, so, yes, great. I see a yawn. Yes, that relaxed. I love that. Yeah. So with that, I'd like to thank you for coming to Happy Hour, for practicing together, for aligning. Your highest intentions with your actions. And now let us dedicate the merit of our practice together. All our joint practice, sitting, being aware, breathing, may be a cause and condition for freedom, for joy, for happiness, for liberation of all beings everywhere, including ourselves. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you. Come again.